A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.
I'm Nick Elliott, rock art photographer, and we're having a night in.
With my great friend, welcome, Paul Carrington, better known as Kamikaze. Never understood that, PC. What's that?
That's because I was learning karate when I was a kid and when we became lifeguards.
Yeah, but it's a strange kind of nickname to give you, isn't it? I mean, because...
Kamikaze,
yeah. Somebody throwing themselves to their death.
Well, me and Jimmy Mees used to do all the fighting when it come to the troublemakers at the pool when we were lifeguards.
Yeah, I remember that.
So they called us Kamikaze and Nutty.
I never did understand it. I thought, I don't know, bit of a strange kind of nickname. But anyway, welcome, man. Great to see you. And I'm so glad that you managed to get around. And we're going to relive a few old memories and play a few tunes. What you brought this week? What you brought
with you? I brought you about 10 tunes.
Nice.
Starting with, hopefully, what was the national anthem for us biker boys? Born to be Wild.
Wow. Actually, I can't find that at the minute, PC, because I've just literally been scooting through the tracks, but it will come, so bear with me. But, what's that all about anyway? What is it, you know, why did you choose these tracks?
I chose them because they represent how we felt from as biker boys.
Yep.
And to the biker fraternity, Born to be Wild was like a national anthem.
Oh, God, yeah, it was, yeah. It was what it was all about, weren't it?
It's closely followed by All Along a Watchtower, by the Hendrix version.
Yep.
And Radar Love.
Radar Love. Ooh.
They had
fantastic.
They had that genre for us.
Yeah, it was all about, well, they kind of determined a period in our life, didn't they?
They did,
you know, and you and me being, Christ, we're lifelong friends, aren't we?
You were the big Bad Company follower.
I was a fan, yeah, I was a big fan. Yeah.
And, chose Bad Company as a song because it sort of represented it, how you were at the time. It was that sort of.
Well, you used to spend a lot of time around here anyway, didn't you?
Yeah.
Here, you know, in Stangrad. We spent a lot of time in my bedroom. I know that sounds a little odd.
That sounds a little odd, yeah. Let's put that in perspective. Only to listen to music.
that never ensconced.
I think you started the goth trend because your room had plenty of blackness in it.
Yeah, it was a dark place.
It was a dark place.
I never come out of it, man. I'm still in that fucking dark place.
It was a dark place, yeah.
Well, anyway, listen, I'm going to have a look at a few tunes. I'm bringing a few things to the table that, I mean, this really, the whole playlist thing for me on this, you know, with you being here tonight, the rest of it, it's brought back so many great memories. I mean, this
was
the time.
It
was the time, you know, and this, the whole playlist and some of the artists that I've got here and the tracks just say so much about the time, what we were doing, motorcycles, sex, drugs, rock and roll,
rock
music.
And roll, it was all that.
You know,
and
of course, photography for me, what I do. But I'm gonna start with a bit of, I know this is one of your favourites, let's have a bit of Jimmy.
Bring back so many memories.
Oh, wow. Where were you on the night they released He Died?
Where was I? He died in... Where was I? I've no idea. It was too far back.
Well, I can remember, I was actually sitting in my bedroom and a friend of mine called me. A guy called Pete Mindham and told me. But the death of Jimi Hendrix was very much like the death of Elvis and John F. Kennedy.
You
kind of all relate. Where were you? It was a determined type of time in your life. But yeah, that's just...
I went to see him in the Isle of Wight in 1970.
Did you really?
Yeah. And just a couple of years ago, I went back, took my acoustic, and sat on the hill in the same place at Ashton Farm.
Fantastic.
And I played the acoustic version of All Along a Watchtower minus the other 598,000 people.
Oh, you didn't bother with that then?
No, just, just me, a girlfriend and a few cows.
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic.
Afton Farm on the Isle of Wight.
What a lovely story.
Yeah, we went back a couple of years ago.
71? Was that 70. Isle of Wight 70?
70. It was such a, it was a time. And because a couple of people, a few people had smoked some really good stuff.
Yeah.
We lost two motorbikes on the way back.
Really?
Yeah, we got home with these. We were well past London on the way back to Peterborough and realised we were two motorbikes short.
What are they called, things? Am I missing something here?
Yeah.
I've walked this fast, should not be riding.
Yeah, not be riding, to be a passenger. But it was funny because it was just that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You went and, you know, and everybody had a great time. It was Hell's Angels and Hippies.
Yeah. It's
having a great time, you know.
It's always been quite a special type of gig for me, that, as the yacht, because I went a really fantastic time, I remember. A very close friend of mine who I started in the photography game with, a guy called Jimmy Dean. And we went to Grantchester Meadow, just outside Cambridge.
Young Jimmy Dean from Sangra?
No. He was from Bury St Edmunds, actually, Jimmy was. But he was a photographer at the ET, at the Peter Even Telegraph. And we used to spend a lot of time together. And we went there 2 o'clock in the morning, sat in Grantchester Meadows in the field, where Pink Floyd recorded on an OB the album Umma Gumma, and on there's a 20-minute track which takes up pretty much whole side of the double vinyl, which was called Grantchester Meadow. And all it was just recording a soundtrack of what was there in the meadow.
Fantastic.
Animals, birds, it was total shit, really, as an album, you know. And you bought it and you thought, what the fuck is this bollocks? You know, it's awful. But of a time, it was literally groundbreaking, you know, just sticking an OB unit in the field and recording what went on.
Must be why we brought Tubular Bells.
Well, yeah, but that had got a little bit more talent involved, hadn't it? Yeah, across Tubular Bells. Actually, I would have gone for a track off Tubular Bells, but as you know, to feature on the show here tonight.
Yeah.
But you can't really, because there's no beginning, no end.
No,
it just plays out the whole album.
I was going to bring Rick Wakeman's album that I've got at home. I put it out and still forgot to pack it in the bag.
Oh, that's a shame. That...
Journey to the Centre of the Earth. I've still got it in its original album cover. Everything.
Are you really?
Yeah, I've still got
the shrink wrap or the whole.
Yeah, with the story in it. I've still got the lot. Yeah.
Shitty death, man. Fantastic.
Right. Right back from when
I ain't got the vinyl anymore. I updated it on CD probably about 5 years ago. And I bought all, because I know Rick quite well. But I've done some stuff with him in the past.
That's quite funny, if you don't mind. That's quite funny.
No, not at all. Because Rick?
We were bikers at the concert.
Yeah.
Leo Sayer was the support act.
Yeah, yeah.
And Procol Harum.
Yeah.
And Griffin. And the fact that we were just there, and now you're friends with him. Whereas we were just motorbikers at a rock concert.
Yeah.
That was amazing, really. Our life has moved forward.
Was that a Saturday?
I don't know, but it helped to get us the sack.
It did, didn't it? I think that was your fault, though.
Well, I'll blame you for that one, yeah. I'll blame you. You got the tickets. I blame you. Yeah. We left people to drown as lifeguards while we went to a rock concert.
We had some pop. We had some pop, did we? We had some pop that night.
I don't know what we had, but we were smoking it.
We didn't get up, did we?
We didn't get up. Do you remember that girl who swam out to kiss him? There was this beautiful mixed race girl swam out in the lake.
That's it, because it was...
Because it had the two monsters fighting in the lake.
God,
the
man.
40-foot blow-up monsters with dry ice around them, wasn't it? She kissed him. She swam back and fell over the barrier right on top of me, didn't she?
She did. Christ, why
we
do
made
you remember
passionate
this
love. I'd never even got her name.
Christ, no, I can't. I wouldn't have remembered that. I wouldn't have remembered that.
Nah.
But, we got some tracks actually featuring from that album.
Yeah,
because since obviously researching for the show, knowing full well that you were going to come round, we're going to have a night in, you know, and I picked out, obviously, we had to go down the Rick route. But you know, I'm gonna just cut it, jerk a few more memories here.
He did a couple of the Wives of Henry VIII.
Six Wives of Henry VIII.
Yeah, he did two of them.
Which is an album I've also got.
Yeah.
But have a bit of Paul. Your namesake. Great band.
Nice bit of subs there.
Lovely track, lovely stuff. Did some stuff with Paul Rodgers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Probably about 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. At a one-off VIP gig at a really intimate brand new venue at the time, a place called Under the Bridge, which is under Chelsea's football grounds.
Oh, really?
Stadium.
Is it?
Yeah. And you go to Chelsea's.
Yeah, I've been
football.
There a few times.
Yeah.
I take clients there when I was doing.
Is that Stamford Bridge?
Yeah, when I was doing the security in the showroom, we used to take clients there.
Right.
But
top man, actually.
Top.
Really nice guy. Management were a bunch of tossers, but.
It's funny because we were just fans of them back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, for me.
And now they're part of your working life.
Well, I'm sure I probably, you know, we've had this discussion many times over the years, but, you know, I always set my stall out to work with these guys
that
are my heroes.
You did, yeah. I'll give you that. You were so dedicated to the camera.
You know, well.
People could drown, but you were just taking a good shot.
Yeah, but drowning people make good shots.
Paul save him, Wallace. Paul save him so I can get a good shot of it. Me and you, Chris Allen, Chris Smith, Jimmy Mees and Walter Cornelius.
Happy time.
They're a great team.
Happy time.
That was, wasn't it?
Happy time. I couldn't stand Walter Cornelius, really.
Did you?
No, he never really got
I did a few things with him when he was doing the weight, because he did a Kit Kat advert and all sorts, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, end of stuff.
We used to smash blocks of concrete on his stomach.
Yeah,
we did all that with him. He was he used to do silly things like push a pee for a mile with his nose.
Yeah. I never did understand
it. He walked across Trafalgar Square on his hands, didn't he, on the bus?
Yeah. and jumping off fucking buildings into the River Nene.
Yeah. He flew all of 10 foot straight down.
Yeah.
Slapped his arms twice and hit the water in a belly block.
Oh, dear. Long time ago, their memories.
But they were good times.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Lucky enough, we worked in some really good summers as well.
Well, that whole thing was a great gig, wasn't it? It was a great laugh.
It was a great laugh.
Just stupid, weren't it?
I did a couple of seasons at Butlins as well, doing the same thing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
a bit of the old Heidi High.
Yeah, it was very true. You know, the manager come by at night and say, "You got a girl in there?" He say, "No." He say, "Hold on, we'll get you one." It was funny. It was true. It was that sort of time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was loose. Yeah.
Well, the world was loose, wasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, loose gets my vote, it does.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all up its arse, isn't it, now? The whole thing's up its arse.
It's all, all two people worried about the image rather than just...
It's nonsense.
...enjoying the time. Nonsense. I'm not really a fan of indoor swimming pools and places. They don't have that vibe, the open air.
No.
I go back to Peterborough sometimes, and it still has a great vibe, the open air.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Look at me.
It's still there.
I learned to swim there, man.
Yes. Did you? I learned to swim on the riverboat where I was born.
Yeah, it was there.
So I was born on the river there, on the River Nene.
Yeah, I know you were, yeah.
On the boats.
Yeah.
They used to call us water rats.
Is that what you call
it? Stand ground water rats, weren't we?
Do you know, I can't remember. Christ, you've got a better memory than I have, man.
Yeah. Well, I could be younger than you.
Do you think? But are you as good looking?
You got more hair than me. I was going to ask you earlier. You were in the car when we rolled it at Sydney Road, at Oakdale Avenue, weren't you?
Yeah, which actually
the
you
Beetle.
Reminded me of it tonight.
The Beetle.
Volkswagen Beetle.
I can't remember who was driving.
Jimmy Dean was driving.
But I know that we were going down the road slightly faster than you should, say we were doing 45, 50 instead of 30, and you said it's the next on the right. Instead of just driving by and then turning around, Jimmy tried to turn right.
That's it.
In the road. We didn't make it.
We took the lamppost out.
We rolled
over.
We rolled over and took the lamppost and a bit of the wall out, didn't we?
And then the bastard
And the
canceled.
Car still run, yeah?
It, do you remember the council wanted to pay for the fucking light?
Yeah, but the funny thing was the car rolled over, took a lamppost and a bit of the wall out. We pushed it back on its wheels and it had dints, but it still ran.
Yeah, it didn't have a problem.
It didn't have a problem.
German engineering.
And the funny thing was we survived without a scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bloody scratch.
Yeah. Didn't know, there was no seat belts or any of that.
I can't remember. I thought, yeah. When as soon as you mentioned Oakdale, to
no,
me,
I gotta admit, I forgot that.
That's what I remember. Bright orange.
Probably
wasn't
it was delayed shot from the accident. I couldn't remember.
Let's just nip off and go home. Let's just nip away and go from there. Yeah.
We did, didn't we? You tipped it back on its wheels
and drove off.
Yeah, went back, and I think Mum cooked us a full Monty, didn't she?
She did. Yeah, she cooked a full dinner. Never asked where the dints came from, but there you go. You know? Yeah, but mums were like that then, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I once decided to go out for a trip into Europe. I walked out the door, took a sleeping bag, and I went off. I come back 4.5 months later. My mum said, "Are you stopping for dinner?" Not where you've been.
No. It weren't like that.
I'd
though,
gone
was
for
it?
4 months. I went
Not
off
in
the fair
70s.
For a few weeks.
It weren't like that. It
I went
like
working
that.
On the fair for a few weeks, and then I went off to Europe. Where you been? Are you stopping for lunch? Yeah, incredible, really.
Well, I'm going to actually interrupt the proceedings a bit because I'm going to introduce the guest cake for this show.
Oh, cool.
It's a bit of Swiss roll, man.
Looks
Would
cool.
you believe coffee Swiss roll?
No.
This is sex on a plate, man. It really
Unfortunately
is.
For you, it's sex on a plate.
Ah, you're not a fan of Swiss roll?
I'm not a fan of coffee. So I bought Battenbergs, the Battenberg slices.
I didn't think about kind of dietary requirements. I never considered that.
Yeah, cake's cake, but coffee, I don't like coffee.
Well, there's not. Do you want to try a bit anyway?
I'll try a little bit. Go on, have a slice.
You be mum. As you're the guest on the show, you carve the bugger up.
I'll have a little bit to see how it goes.
Oh, dear. I tell you, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
As I don't drink coffee, you can have a good slice.
Yeah, chop it off. Fantastic, man. Yeah, coffee Swiss roll.
Coffee Swiss roll. Well, I don't drink coffee, so I'm assuming I don't like coffee cake.
Well, I mean, you know what?
I'll take a guess.
Yeah, this is all kind of, you know, man-made knackers.
If I spit it at you, you can blame
yourself. Yeah, okay, I'll duck. Give me a shout. I'll get out of the way.
Although, I have to say, someone did mention that it'll be funny. Don't tell Nick you don't like coffee cake. I won't say who.
I never thought dietary requirements.
I won't say who.
No.
That was funny.
No. Pick this stuff up
because
you don't like it.
Oh, it's a coffee cup. I don't. She said, don't. Him and her, they said, don't tell Nick.
Ah, okie dokie. Terrible, isn't it?
Actually, it's all right.
I tell you, it's custy stuff. It really is. It's a good bit of scran. it really is. You can't whack a bit of cake. Well, as no doubt you know, it's part of the routine now. Saturday night in Reindeer, you know, we play a few tunes, we talk a load of bollocks, have a laugh and a joke, and we eat a bit of cake. You know, so, anyway, Battenberg next time. All being well. Here we go, we're going to have a bit of Dire Straits.
This is the track. This man is God.
This is wonderful, man. Wonderful, wonderful stuff.
The man is God.
Really is wonderful stuff. Do I listen to this probably 2 or 3 times back to back when I researched it for the playlist for the show?
Oh, yeah.
I just put it on repeat, just looped it.
Yeah, it's not special individually, it's just a great track. It's got the right sounds.
Serious. And it's a long track. Which...
And when you see him perform it live, and I've worked on a few of his shows, when you see him perform live, it goes through your soul. It goes through you. Mm. You see grown people crying when this track It goes into you like...
It's an emotional thing.
It's an emotional song.
Oh, big time.
You know, it's like, for rock people, it's like Time to Say Goodbye by Bocelli. You know, and Sarah Bright. It has that feeling that goes into you. It's just such a good song, and it means so much. And he's give all the royalties to this to the Help the Heroes Foundation. He signed it over to...
Well, when I kind of put together the tracks and, you know, I knew you were going to come round and what have you, and I then listened to the first Dire Straits album I had, which was Making Movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a wonderful, wonderful album. Yeah, yeah, at that time, that was, I do believe, they did an album before that one, which I think was Dire Straits, but I could be wrong on that score. But they had actually been around quite a while. And they'd been rejected from labels and the rest of it before they came back. And I know that they'd released, I do believe, Sultans of Swing.
Oh, yeah, Sultans of Swing.
Some considerable time before
It
actually charted.
Oh, yeah, 77, 78.
Something like that. It was early.
And I think it was Paul Gambaccini.
Was it really?
First, I think it's Paul Gambaccini. I could be wrong, but I think it was him who first played it on a British radio show. I think so, Paul Gambaccini. I may be wrong on that, but I think it was. I think I've heard it somewhere that it was him that...
Right, so Christ almighty. I mean, that time, we were listening to pirate stations, weren't we?
Yeah, we were,
Luxembourg, Caroline.
Caroline. Tony Blackburn, on... Radio Caroline.
Yeah. And Emperor Roscoe.
Yeah.
Wonderful times, man. Funnily enough, I was lucky enough, I did some work quite a bit of time ago and ended up doing a couple of interviews on Radio Caroline.
Did you?
With one of the legendary presenters from that time, a guy called Tony Christian.
Who
became a very close personal friend. And great times, man. Wonderful times. To actually go in and have an interview on one of the stations you used to listen to years ago, you know, and were inspired by that station and the music that was played. Fantastic.
Telegraph Road.
Great stuff.
Telegraph Road is such a good song. And when you see it live, it goes on for like so long. It's a 10, 12, 13...
I think it's 12 minutes, 12, 9
13
minute
minutes track. Yeah, it's an awesome piece of music, and he swaps guitars. I says, and I actually went down to work at the Albert Hall when he did it a couple of years ago, a few years back. And you see people in the audience talking, and they just know they're not guitarists. You're watching an absolute god of a guitar. And everybody in the audience is a guitar player. They're all watching this man.
I come close to doing some work with his brother, David.
Yeah.
And that's going back around about the same kind of time as the Caroline days, because he was doing some bits. He then went on to do...
He went off to do something himself.
Well, he did Dire Straits, didn't he?
But yeah, he did for a long while. And then
it was a different form. And
then
because
he wanted
of the,
to do something else.
The copyright, the actual music and the title. The name of the band, that's it, Dire Straits. That's a trademark, I do believe.
Yeah, it is. There's a couple of copy bands out there called Dire Straits.
Is it really?
I saw it and I thought, that's brilliant. You don't see many people do cover versions of it.
No, but you're going to struggle to play like this guy, ain't you? I mean, fuck me.
Yeah. Right. We've got a young kid in a town where I live who plays Sultans of Swing pretty good.
Really?
Yes. He actually does do a very good version of it. Most people don't. They do some sort of version and wander up, but he actually plays it very close.
Christ, you're going to have to work hard, ain't you? It's a lot of hours sitting in a room, isn't it? Look, teaching yourself how to play to be this good.
Actually, it's not bad for someone who don't drink coffee.
I'll tell you,
right.
A bit of Swiss roll, man. You can't whack it. It knocks your bandy.
Oh,
it does.
Swiss roll.
It's fucking Swiss roll. Top
and there ain't that much coffee in it.
No, it's all right. Just help your sen. Have another yard.
No, I'm going to have a Battenbergen check.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a bit. I tell you, we'll get here three dress sizes bigger.
I'm already two sizes bigger. Actually, I think you're a size less.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I think you're a size less than when we were swimming for a living.
Look at me, man, really.
I do.
Dear, oh dear. Do you think that's got anything to do with me being an international sex icon?
International something.
Tossbot.
Yeah, tossbot, there's a word, isn't it? Tossbot. Yeah. You and Brian Brinkley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could well be. It could be your lifestyle. Made you lose a pound or two. Or taking the moths out of your wallet, you know, one or the other.
Do you think it was? Do you think it was?
I've learned to play this, but I just don't have a talent. I tried looking at a book once that had all the tablature in it.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
And there was just a million black dots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Looks like somebody spilt something on a bit of paper.
When I look through old songs, they got three or four. But when I look through that, it's got a million little black dots along the moves.
I can well imagine.
Yeah, I'll give that a miss.
I watched a bit of E.T., actually, from when they did this on Whistle Test.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I watched that only a couple of weeks ago, and I remember watching it. You know, when it went out as live TV.
Some of the greatest versions are Concert in Nimes in 92. There's some fantastic sounds. Sometimes the sounds are better at places than others, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And
the live album, I had the live album.
Live album's brilliant.
At, I forget what it was called.
But there's a brilliant Brothers in Arms on the Nimes 92 one. Sometimes different places have a different effect.
Yeah.
Same as sometimes open air concerts have a better effect than indoor ones.
I was always a mega fan of live albums.
Yeah.
Mega.
And what surprises me now is when I see young lifeguards, is they have this thing called a pool bronze, I think it's called now, and they don't have to be able to swim that far. You know, they don't seem to be that fit, or as we were in them days. I mean, I remember when me and you and everybody else could do a length of an Olympic swimming pool underwater.
Oh, Christ, yeah, yeah.
It was... Everybody had to swim like a fish,
we used to
really.
Call that having fun, didn't we?
Yeah, everybody had to do it. It was cool. Do you remember sweeping the bottom of the pool with a brush?
Oh, bloody do, mate.
Youngsters don't believe it.
Oh, dear.
They do not believe that we put, like, 10 or 20 pounds of lead on a yard brush.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
And when you get to 5 or 6 feet, you had to take a breath.
Yeah.
Push it through feet and then leave the brush on the bottom. They go, no, you didn't.
I had a very personal experience with bleach, didn't you, at that time?
Did you?
Bleach was, it was, you know, a big part of your everyday life.
Everyday life, yeah. Bloody hell, yeah. That was a fun time. It was just that them sort of things you remember. Same as some of the songs, you know.
Yeah.
For me, the song for that era, for me and you in Lifeguards, was Summer Breeze.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's
you got a big kind of connection to that, haven't you?
It just encapsulates what it was like.
The whole vibe of
what we were doing.
That summer. It had that
vibe. And all the pretty girls that were there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Do you remember the German girls? Do you not remember me chatting the German girls who couldn't speak English?
Yeah, I do.
Got caught out badly.
Yeah.
She was sitting under a tree. I spent 5 minutes wandering off my beautiful lyrics to this girl. And she said, Sprechen Sie Deutsch. We were in tears. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Christ almighty, yeah.
Yeah, but the funny thing was, we end up taking the two girls out for a cut to the spinning wheel. Do you remember the spinning wheel nightclub?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of trips there. And after about 2 weeks, because they didn't speak English, me, you and the boy, everybody sat talking about what we'd got up to with these girls at night, you know. And on the day they left, the last two songs were You Make Me Feel Brand New and When Will I See You Again in the club. And she said, thanks, it was very entertaining. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed the trip. I said, you don't speak English. She said, we've always spoke English.
The bastards.
They've been listening to us for 2 weeks.
That's typical of the Germans, isn't it?
They've been listening to us. And I was trying to think of all the things we'd said about them and what we'd been up to. And they'd been listening.
God, man, how do you remember this stuff?
Because they're things that crop up in that
what
time.
Look at me.
They were just funny things that I remember from that era. I just love the piece of music.
No, I kind of went back deep into the archive for some of these tracks. I really did. You know, and I don't know, it's very strange here. You kind of forget about the stuff that you listen to, although when you're reminded and you need to do it, like for this tonight, you know, you think, oh, Jesus, man. And when you're trying to find only a select amount of tracks, it's really difficult, really difficult.
Well, yeah, things are. I remember most of the time you were a Barry Sheen fan.
Oh, big.
And I was totally the other sort of biker, the old angel biker boy.
Barry was one of my all-time heroes.
He was your god for you, weren't he, on the bikes? My god was Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
It was that sort of thing, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Do you remember...
Well, that was the whole old Angel Grebo thing, weren't it? It was.
Do you remember Chris Allen and riding over Walter Cornelius' stomach in
On
the grass?
Yeah. Well, I did.
You did a couple of...
Yeah, I did.
Riding over his stomach on the bikes.
I forget what that was about. It was...
Oh, it was just some thing for him being strongest man in the world, wasn't it?
Weren't he trying to break a world record, get his book... world record,
because he also did Old in the Four Bikes, didn't
he? That was for the Guinness Book of Records.
It was. You need to be a country picker for this.
Wonderful stuff.
Good
choice, PC.
Writing them is hard. Must be so hard to write. Where did you move to first when you left Sandgram?
Stilton.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So just into the village outside?
Yeah, just off the A1.
I moved out of Sandgram. I then moved into Fletton. And I didn't really like it.
You went to Fletton?
Yeah, then I got a divorce and moved off to Bedford. Yeah.
Divorce can do that to a man, can't it?
Yeah, she flew off on a broomstick.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Yeah. Actually, did I tell you about what I said?
Yes.
Yeah. And I said, she said I'm leaving. So I threw the mop out the window and said, here, you forgot your transport. Gonna gracefully open Mr. Kipling's Battenberg.
You can do it if you want, help your scent.
One slice of coffee cake was enough. That's more than I've had in 10 years.
I like a bit of coffee Swiss roll, me.
Do you?
I do. Can you get the packaging off that?
Yeah.
Do you have packaging in this country? What's that about? Jesus, man. It takes you 10 minutes to buy the bugger and a week to open it.
I think I'm a bear trying to get the wrapper off a penguin.
Good.
Can't be. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you can't.
Mr. Kriplin's. Other cakes are available.
There are, yeah.
That is a nice track. It really is a nice track. Oh dear. Got this throat issue going on.
I think we both got a bit of snivel.
Well, I tell you, I think it's the hay fever this year, Paul. It's really bad, man.
I don't reckon I've ever had it, but someone said you might have it.
Well, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is. You seem to pick up all these things in this country now that you never had, but, you know,
now I'm just 21. You're going to catch me.
Well, of course you are, yeah, as you're getting older. 22 is when it kicks in really bad.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah, then you're bollocksed. Yeah. One of my favourites here.
One of your favourites.
This guy changed my life. First time I saw him.
Rory Gallagher. Oh, yeah, I bet he did. You are one of his biggest fans ever.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I've got a friend, Chris, in Bedford, who's a Dylan fan, in the same way you are a Rory Gallagher. He's caught everything by the man in every shape, form.
Yeah. I saw this guy first time, Cambridge Corn Exchange.
Yeah.
I saw him three times, De Montfort or Leicester, and it changed my life. It changed my life and very much moulded me to go on to do what I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, wouldn't you think some of the bands we saw were complete rubbish? You know, they weren't special, were they?
No.
I mean, I remember us going to see Marmalade.
Yeah, I know. Mind you, I mean, I ended up doing a load of work with them guys. I shot a...
But the song they were famous for at the time, Obladi
Oblada. Oh, shit.
It was a terrible track. Right?
Wicked. Yeah. Wicked.
It was a bit like Jeff Beck's I.O. Silver.
Oh, that was another one I got. Oh, yeah.
Nothing to do with their talent.
No.
But it made a lot
terrible.
It was, yeah.
Radio 1.
But they did a lot of other things which were good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But at the time, that particular song for the show was terrible. I remember watching Jeff Beck and him saying the same thing. He has to play I.O. Silverstone, even though it's the worst.
I briefly met him. Yeah, the Classic Rock Awards, probably about 6 or 7 years ago. He tipped up with Josh Stone. He got her in tow.
I was working on somebody's concert and they gave me a ticket and Jeff Beck gave us tickets for his show.
All right.
At the Royal Festival Hall. So I took a mate of mine who's a guitar player. It was a great show. Until he said, I have to do the thing that everybody... I don't want to...
Hi-ho Silver.
Hi-ho Silver line. Yeah. Everybody just clapped.
I hated that track.
Yeah, I think he does as well. But he's just such a great guitarist and to be famous for an absolute... A piece of, I don't know what you'd call it, pop music, just pop music.
Yeah, it's commercial,
It was just pop music.
Yeah, three and a half
Marmalade thing was at Bourne Femme, wasn't it?
Yeah, you reminded me of that, didn't you, when we were talking the other day?
Bourne Femme. I don't think, did you actually come when we worked on the door for Mark Bolan?
No.
That was a great gig, actually.
Where was that?
He did a show just outside town, and I can't remember what year it was. But we did me and some bikers stood around on the door for him. We did the door for Mark Bowen.
Yeah, I remember you used to do a bit of that.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Jesus. That weren't Boston Gliderdrome or somewhere like that, was it?
I've tried to remember where it was, but I'm not sure. But I know we also did the work on the door for Stray when they did the...
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's when Lloyd Watson, our great local
Lloyd,
did the support for him.
Yeah, I caught up with him a couple of years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I think.
I caught up with him about 3 or 4 years ago. He came to Bedford.
I hadn't seen him for years.
And he played in a pub. He's a bit deaf in one ear now, but...
Yeah, yes.
He was... he was our Hendrix, wasn't he? He was our player of that genre. He's still playing now,
Yeah, I know he is.
And he is still a great player.
Oh, yeah.
He was really raw and live when he did things. He used to sling that guitar around one-handed. See, I like Rory Gallagher in the way that I like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yep.
They're raw. I'm not a fan of someone like Joe Satriani. Plays great stuff. It's too technically neat. Whereas I like Stevie Ray Vaughan, I like Rory Gallagher. Yeah. They sound a bit rawer.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
They more have the Hendrix feel than
not as polished.
Yeah.
Although,
they're still brilliant.
It's
a more it's more raw. Sounds more Hendrixy. Mm. That's what
I think you get that though with the American artists anyway. The production of what they do is always, a little bit extreme. I'm a massive fan of American music, American art. Nobody does it like the Americans. They don't. And certainly, I mean, from this era, you've got a lot more of the whole kind of show, the whole... It was just come along, play, do what you want to do
what
and
you
go off.
Do,
But it's now, it's become, heavily commercial.
Well, everything
it
has.
It really is. Really
everything
is.
Has, you know, yeah. Right from when I first started teaching martial arts and things, when I became a teacher, you had to learn the history, the language.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to
yeah.
learn all
where
about
it all come
it.
From.
Now you don't.
Really?
Now there's lots of martial arts schools where they practically teach nothing of the language. And
really?
I've visited a few Korean schools where if you ask for the command in Korean, they all just look at you because they don't know any of it. They don't learn the terminology for what they were learning.
Bloody hell.
Because I think in the West, we bastardise everything.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we take away the philosophies that go with it.
Totally agree, yeah.
And it's a bit like, I call it pop music for martial arts.
Yeah.
They learn to punch, kick and do that, but they don't learn the art and the balance. And there's so much... You know, there's a lot less traditional school. Anybody can fight, can kickbox,
yeah.
Put the gloves if you know. But not everybody, as I would say in terms of music or dance, is you can teach a ballerina to be a break dancer, but you couldn't get a break dancer to be a ballerina.
No.
And the same for guitar.
Yeah, definitely.
Most great guitarists could do what I do, playing the strumming and the rhythm section. But not many rhythm players can do what Rory Gallagher or Doppler does. No.
Yeah, mate.
It's the technical difference.
Oh, oh, definitely.
Between
yeah,
the greats.
Definitely.
I can take a photograph, but they don't turn out like yours.
Dear.
By the way, my daughter loves your the black and white ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loved them. She said, that's a really good picture, you know, on my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, she said, that's really good, Al. I said, well, he's going to send them to me.
Yeah, I forgot all about
forgot
that,
all
man.
About,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot all about it.
Well, you're 22
it.
Now.
Yeah,
hey, I'll do it.
Goes yeah, yeah, well, age has got no future, man.
Yeah.
It's got no future.
Where's that blue gone from your hair?
The blue?
You had a little blue in your hair last time, I saw.
No, that was probably about 5 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
God, I must have been 21.
Yeah, probably you were.
That was 21 when that happened. Dude, I need a drink.
Yeah, yeah, help me send. This band kind of sums up pretty much this kind of period for me. I mean, it was really difficult because there's two or three kind of bands that would define this period for me. You know, the early days of certainly us and what we were doing and what I do now. But Yes would definitely be one of those. Rory Gallagher.
Well, the era for us were like Rory Gallagher, Yes.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Deep Purple.
Yeah.
We had a lot of great bands.
Oh, it was the time, wasn't it? That was that decade. The 70s was the decade.
It was the play. It was the
to
time.
To set the
yeah.
store for what was to come, and never got any better. Never got any better.
Even things that weren't really rock like the Isley Brothers, but they were fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy Lady or whatever. They were great.
Yeah,
tracks.
Wonderful. We had a bit of Summers in those days as well.
Well, we think we did, yeah.
No, I think we did. I think we did. It was defined, weren't it? You had a seasonal definition of that was winter, that was autumn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was more, there
summer
were more
or whatever.
Four seasons. Now they sort of blend in.
Nah, it's just nonsense.
It's all become
nonsense. I blame Mrs. May.
Mrs. Yeah. You blame her, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's the problem.
Yeah, well, are you a Farage fan then?
No, not at all. You're going to blame somebody, ain't you? And I think, you know, yeah. Whoever
Jeremy
claims
Corbyn
to be
blame.
Running the country, you
yeah.
know, they're good
I don't think
place.
He could run a race.
No, run a bath.
As they say, him and Diane Abbott, she couldn't turn on a tap.
They're really, what are they sold out some live gig here. I was reading, I don't know when it was, a couple of days ago. I forget what the event is, but he sold out the show to people to go and listen to him talk. I mean, dear.
Yeah, they really need sad lives.
Well, you know.
They need sad lives.
I think he's the same people who listen to, you know, probably watch Strictly Come Dancing or something. Or,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
I'll tell you what I was just trying to think. I was just thinking of the Rick Wakeman concert when we went.
Yeah.
What was the song Leo Sayer was top of the bill for at the time when he played support?
Goodness me, is that the one?
Dancer.
Where he was dressed up.
Clown or something.
Yeah, as a clown. That was his first single.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him on Top of the Pops.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ, what was it?
No. I remember at the time thinking, how out of place is it to have Leo Sayer support Rick Wakeman?
You know, he is one of this country's most successful songwriters.
He is, yeah.
Massive, absolutely.
Because the band on before was another one from our greats, Procol Harum.
Yeah.
That was a great too.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the best live shows, I think.
Well,
the best concert shows.
I met Gary Brooker and Georgie Fane. Cambridge Folk Festival.
Great voice.
Some time ago when I did some stuff very briefly with Bill Wyman.
A friend of mine, a social friend of mine who plays the guitar, played the lead guitar for him.
Really?
Yeah, Pete Bonus.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know Pete.
Yeah, Pete Bonus played lead guitar for him.
Yeah, I know Pete.
And his brother Paul is one of the best finger pickers you'll ever see.
Yeah.
He's a real knopper type country picker.
I haven't seen Pete for a while, but
yeah, well they both live around Bedford.
Do they?
They live in the village just outside
well,
Bedford.
At that time Bill Wyman lived just up the Kermit from Cherry Inter where Cambridge Folk Festival
is
held. And so he didn't have far to come, which chuffed him.
Yeah.
But no, there's quite a few shots featuring my first book, 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in there. But little bloke, ever so small.
Yeah.
Ever so small.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm trying to think of all the bands that captured us when we were there young.
What, talking about the Rolling Stones? I mean,
the Rolling Stones, yeah.
I remember when I saw them.
I saw them Empire in 69 in Hyde Park, I think it was. Like
60, oh what, for when he wore Brian a
white,
Jones?
When he wore a white, he looked like a girl in white.
Yeah, the Brian Jones.
Oh, someone
culture.
Asked me the other week at a music, an open mic night, what was it like to see Hendrix at the Isle of Wight? I said, well, I have to be honest and say, we were there. Whether we
saw it.
Whether we saw him, we were there.
I got a similar story like that because
three Magic Woodbines later, it was just music.
Well,
and I say the fact you were there was good enough.
Yeah.
Whether we actually saw.
No, no. Wait. Well, I mean, you did that, didn't you? Those
yeah,
days. I don't know.
I don't remember. I said I'd no idea really, but we were there. It was the gods that.
I think the only time I can remember doing exactly that, although I saw most of them. Although, completely off me fucking box, but was 73, I think it was, when Genesis recorded the live album.
The
Genesis
live album,
live,
yeah.
At the Mumford Hall, Leicester.
Oh, really?
I was there, I saw 10 minutes of it, I can't remember anything else. Totally, totally slammed. Big time.
Actually, one of them, well, more recent ones, about 6 years ago, I did some security work for a George Benson concert.
Oh, yeah.
The man is still God. The man was still God. What a great player.
Wonderful.
Didn't need a laser
no,
show.
No.
No, he just got up and played with a backing band, and he was absolutely magic on a guitar. There are some great people to see. I'm sure, I mean, to me, the most talented modern one is probably Ed Sheeran. I quite like him, even though he's not my era of music at all.
I watched the Glastonbury headline set. It was good.
He's a talent. Yeah, he's a talented young man, isn't he? He's a talented young man. A lot of the time, we do slag off the modern era of music because it's all too done by machinery. But he is a talented young man, I think.
I try not to do that, Paul. Myself, I appreciate the art for what it is. You know,
well, your job encapsulates all of that.
It's different, isn't it? It's not necessarily the same. It doesn't mean to say that it's rubbish.
No, it doesn't mean it's rubbish. Obviously, I'm a bit of a dinosaur. You're not, but I am. But
this is a wonderful track.
Chilled out, this one.
Oh, brilliant. Steve out, fantastic. Now, I met Steve quite a few years ago. I did some work with his son, Dylan Howe, who is the drummer for the Blockheads. And I'd spent a lot of time with the Blockheads. I shot a couple of album covers, some promo stuff for them. Never with Ian Dury, which was a shame. But with, well, various different kind of guest lead vocalists, one of them people being Phil Jupitus, who was a massive, massive Blockheads fan and used to come along and, essentially front the band for many of their live gigs.
Yeah.
Blockheads, man. Oh, one of my all-time fancy.
You like them, really? Right.
Fabulous band. So, in fact, Ian Dury and the Blockheads were something else, but the Blockheads
as a band.
Just somewhere else, man. Somewhere else. Absolutely brilliant. One of my favourite bands of all time. For sheer musicianship and playing ability.
Yeah.
You know, the crafting of the songs and totally, totally wonderful.
Well, I like most things really in music. I can listen to almost anything. I can listen to Bocelli doing opera, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of my background is classical, you know, very much. You know, the kind of
if I listen
the
to
legendary
classical,
Hollywood
guitar,
musicals.
I would listen to John Williams or something.
Yeah.
Stunning, yeah. Stunning stuff like that. I love the sort of although I don't smoke now, this sort of thing reminds me that I should have a good woodbine.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good woodbine would be
bit of a good draw.
Yeah, good draw woodbine, wouldn't it? Was that the Lebanese gold or Moroccan red? That's how it came, didn't it?
It blew my fucking head off, man.
Lebanese gold or Moroccan red. Some youngster asked me about that and said, why was they called? I said, well, Lebanese gold, they're all the same. I said, it was from Lebanon, it came in clear film, but it was gold-coloured clear film.
Yeah.
And if it was Morocco red, it came in a red Clearfield. Yeah, that's right. The only difference.
I remember that. I really did. Well, I'm going to fade out with this track because time's getting on, man. We should probably look at getting some sleep. It's time's getting on, man. 2:30 in the bloody morning.
Oh, 2 in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I must get my best church clothes out. Of course,
you'll be there in the morning. Yeah.
As long as I don't catch the hymns. With one of his choir boys.
Yeah, no Catholic church jokes then. Listen, Paul, it's been wonderful to see you, man. It really has.
Great.
Thanks for coming round, and let's do it again soon.
We will do it again.
Let's do it again soon.
We'll do it again.
So we'll play up with Jimmy, and we'll catch up again later.
We will.
You stay safe. See you, Paul. Take care, man.
Take care.
A Night In is brought to you by Ashwood Music.